It is finished. Done with this episode in strife. I am made one with immortal life. Calmly, I am resurrecting my spiritual energies from the great treasure house of immortal knowing. The days I knew with thee, O Father, before the world was, the days of triumph when all of the thoughts of thy being soared over the ageless hills of cosmic memory. Come again as I meditate upon thee, each day as I call forth thy memories from the scroll of immortal love. I am thrilled anew. Patterns wondrous to behold enthrall me with the wisdom of thy creative scheme. So fearfully and wonderfully am I made that none can mar thy design. None can despoil the beauty of thy holiness. None can discourage the beating of my heart in almost wild anticipation of thy fullness made manifest in me. O great and glorious Father, how shall a tiny bird created in hierarchical bliss elude thy compassionate attention? I am of greater value than many birds, and therefore do I know that thy loving thoughts reach out to me each day to console me in seeming aloneness, to raise my courage, elevate my concepts, exalt my character, flood my being with virtue and power, sustain thy cup of life flowing over within me, and abide within me forever in the nearness of thy heavenly presence. I cannot fail because I am thyself in action everywhere. I ride with thee upon the mantle of the clouds. I walk with thee upon the waves and crests of waters' abundance. I move with thee in the undulations of thy currents, passing over the thousands of hills composing earth's crust. I am alive with thee in each bush, flower, and blade of grass. All nature sings in thee and me. For we are one. I am alive in the hearts of the downtrodden, raising them up. I am the law exacting the truth of being in the hearts of the proud, debasing the human creation therein and spurring the search for thy reality. I am all things of bliss to all people of peace. I am the full facility of divine grace, the spirit of holiness, releasing all hearts from bondage into unity. It is finished. Thy perfect creation is within me, immortally lovely. It cannot be denied the blessedness of being. Like unto thyself, it abides in the house of reality, never more to go out into profanity. It knows only the wonders of purity and victory. Yet there stirs within this immortal fire a consummate pattern of mercy and compassion, seeking to save forever that which is lost through wandering away from the beauty of reality and truth. I am the living Christ in action evermore. It is finished. Death and human concepts have no power in my world. I am sealed by God's design with the fullness of that Christ love that overcomes, transcends, and frees the world by the power of the 3x3. Until all the world is God victorious, ascended in the light and free. It is finished. Completeness is the allness of God. Day unto day, an increase of strength, devotion, life, beauty, and holiness occurs within me, released from the fairest flower of my being, the Christ consecrated rose of Sharon, unfolding its petals within my heart. My heart is the heart of God. My heart is the heart of the world. My heart is the heart of Christ in healing action. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end, when with the voice of immortal love, I too shall say, it is finished.